And welcome to the official after show of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Today we're talking all about Gamble's wedding and about Gina's after party for The Celebrity Apprentice. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is this the Celebrity Apprentice theme song?
Yes.
Drama, drama, drama.
Well, hello, fans of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You are watching the official after show by AfterBuzz TV of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I'm your host, Dan Babick, and today we have a very, very special guest in studio. Her name is Hannah Ferrier from Below Deck.
Yay!
Introduce yourself, baby.
Chief Stew on Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yes.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
On social media, Hannah Ferrier on Facebook, at Hannah Ferrier _ on Twitter, and Hannah Ferrier 234 on Instagram.
There you go, yes, girl.
Boom, boom, boom. Give her a follow, because she's very attractive and she's very witty and smart as well. So
and,
both.
Yeah. And she's Australian.
And she's Australian,
so she's
yeah.
the perfect Bravo celebrity for us to have for today's show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so happy to have you, Hannah. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
And what about you? Introduce yourself
yes,
as well, Angela.
Hi, I'm Hannah's new BFF, my love of my life.
My twin.
If you watched the Below Deck Med after show, we became friends through that. So anyway, but I'm also known as Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at the Angela Struck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
And hey everyone, my name is Madison Conklin. You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Says This as well as Twitter. I changed it all to one at Maddie Says This. So
big
follow
deal.
Me, please.
Yay. Awesome. Just quickly, we just want to say that we do not endorse Donald Trump in any way, even though we have their Celebrity Apprentice theme song. I just wanted to get that out loud and clear.
Yes.
But moving on to the wedding of Gamble.
Good disclaimer.
And yes, I just wanted to do a quick thing and say yes. I do not endorse him for presidency. So we had the wedding reception.
Yes.
And I've got to say, pretty fucking boring wedding. They were saying how fun it was. Where's the dance floor?
Well, we were saying
exactly. And where was the DJ?
Small.
Yeah.
It was super small.
I get that because they're older, whatever. Maybe it's not a huge thing.
I would think that you would have more guests because it's like you've lived a longer life and there's so many people,
Really? Unless you're like 80 and all your friends have died.
Hey, maybe they have. Rick's pretty old. He's in his 70s.
I'll give it to Gamble, though. She looks amazing.
She
like,
really
her body
does.
Is better than mine, and I'm, decades younger than her.
Yeah.
She looks fabulous.
He doesn't look fabulous. I think he looks old.
I think he looks very cute.
He's got a suave thing going on. He's got the, Richard Gere, Pretty Woman.
Yes.
The silver gray hair.
He's
got it.
I
like it. And I thought his speech to her was so beautiful and so heartfelt. And I also loved Luke's as well. I thought that was really sweet.
Yes,
and it was nice to see that side of Gamble because, as he said, so often we see this kind of cheeky little thing running around. And it was nice to say, she actually has some good substance to her. So.
Totally, yeah. Because I also think she's just in it for the money.
Yes, same. Yeah. I think we said that
in
the first episode.
And I do think that's part of it. But one thing that warmed my little heart is I love, in Luke's speech, where he said, and afterwards, that now I have a mum.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say that he was getting half his inheritance.
Oh, yeah,
that too. But I really think she is very frivolous.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit fake and she's a bit in it for the money. And I'm kind of like, what is your purpose in the earth? You don't really do anything but look a bit pretty and a bit pretty, not really pretty, but she's actually saved that family. She was that missing piece of the puzzle of the family.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hannah?
I think that, I think it's so easy to judge when there's like a cute blonde with an older guy. But you know what? I think also at the same time, I think the kind of just marrying for love is kind of done. I think women and men are both a bit smarter. We realize people marry for love and it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Just
what works for you.
Yeah, you marry for your lifestyle. Who you are. And she doesn't just look pretty, by the way. She has got a little bit of establishment in the art
community there.
Community
yeah.
behind her. So
does
yes,
she?
You
yes.
know us as somebody from Sydney. Uh-huh. She isn't her family from Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of her family is. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Remember she brought them, I think it was last season, back to Sydney because her family's connected to
her
the
sister,
museum
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. yeah.
Tempest, which by the name by the way, the names in that family are hilarious. Tempest and Gamble.
Yeah, like what? Come on, people. They're gonna tempt you to gamble. Like, hello.
And Maddie, what did you think about the wedding? Did you think it was a bit boring as well?
Oh,
yeah.
I was just at a wedding 2 weeks ago and it was fucking off the chain. Like, it was so crazy and fun. And this was like, oh, is this like a dinner party? Are they just having cocktail
hour? Well,
where
was the dancing,
like,
too?
The music, the dancing. They didn't even have their first dance. Like,
well, but they did dance. When she did have her first dance, I was watching it and I was like, flashback to the 90s, Elaine from Seinfeld. That... I was like,
yes,
that was scary. Yeah. First dance.
Yes.
But
hey,
I
yeah, that's her go-to move. Yeah, it was
totally.
You know, it was very pretty, very quaint. Again, I think, you know, maybe older crowd, so not as big. Okay, nice, but still, you gotta have some dancing, and you know, they were drinking, but like. At a wedding, you turn up.
I personally, like, I would rather my wedding be at Gina's house. Like, the amount of food that she cooks, I'm like, sign me up for a wedding,
With some drag queens coming through, doing all the music. That's
totally,
what I would
like.
Yeah.
The guys, the whole thing was that Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know. What did you guys think of that? It seemed to me like that was very blown out of proportion.
Well, because it is reality TV, so of course it's going to be blown out of proportion. But yeah, I think Gina got stuck in her lie of, I didn't have people in my room to watch Celebrity Apprentice, but I did.
She clearly did.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And she got caught in it, and she's trying to get her way out of the web. She's just getting wrapped up even more.
But I just felt like they were trying to make, like, a mountain out of...
A
molehill into a mountain.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it was just like...
A mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, I know. I'm reversing it.
You've been hanging out with me. You're reversing the stuff.
I know.
But I'm saying, like, they just try to make it into this thing that it, like, didn't really need to be. I mean, you know, she was there at the event. She left a little bit early, which is someone's birthday, and she was on an international big show.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, like, understandable.
I think...
What do you think? Yeah.
Like, if... Well, kind of like Gina said, she's like, if any of these bitches were on TV, they'd be in their hotel room watching it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wrote that down.
But just own it then.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, just be like, look, honey,
well,
my first episode. I really want to see it.
My son's birthday as well. As a family, we want to
watch
it.
And I also liked how they were like, do you know Gamble's mad at you? And Gina's like, well, Gamble didn't tell me, and I don't mind.
I'm not a mind reader.
I butchered that. But yeah, like, it's so true. Like, Gamble didn't confront her about it, so why does she need to be worried?
I think Gamble was upset about it, but I think that it should have just been left between Gina and Gamble, because, I don't know, I think, too, this situation is when you... are a good friend to somebody and you put in the time in situations other than just a rehearsal dinner kind of thing. You know, she was there with the planning and helping her with the dress. Like, Gina has earned her stripes in that friendship. So I didn't think, like, leaving an hour or so before really.
Well, and it's also, again, Gamble is older. I get this. Is it her first wedding or second?
No, third.
Third. Yeah, yeah. Third time's a charm. Third time lucky. Yeah, yeah.
If Gamble was 20, in her 20s, in her 30s,
first wedding,
and Gina was a maid of honor, then you need to be there.
Yeah, right.
No maid of honor. It's her third fucking wedding. Goodbye, girl.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, you probably know this because you're on a reality show on Bravo.
Yes.
And you do have to play it up for the camera, and sometimes things that you wouldn't blow up and you know, confront in real life, sometimes for the TV, you bring them up to create more drama. So I wanted to know that from, somebody on a reality show, do you think they were just doing it to make the show interesting?
My personal opinion on this is, like, it's Housewives.
Yes.
So it's about the drama. It's about...
Totally, yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. With our show, we're, like, I didn't even have time to think about trying to blow... I was trying to get things down a notch.
Do you know what they said? Yeah. We spoke to the producer of their show on our show, and she had said that literally the amount of footage between the Real Housewives and what they have for Below Deck, because these people are all living on this boat, it's like 10 to 1. So they don't have to create as much drama.
Yeah. And also, we don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing a job, and... It's they can do reality with just what we have, you know, naturally.
Yeah.
Whereas I think with the housewives, it maybe it's like one of those things.
It's a 9 to 5. Like, they film only, I think it's 3 days a week when they film.
Yeah. Yeah. And they come to meet for like dinner parties and things, and they have to make something happen.
Yeah. And also, I guess I kind of felt like genuinely the women were a little bit pissed off. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was probably blown a little bit out of proportion. But I do think the women were pissed off because I guess they were going like, it's Gamble's wedding. Just concentrate on that. Like, don't be worried
about yourself.
Yeah. But I also know that as well, like on a, being on a show, I'm like, it's actually quite exciting, your first episode. So I kind of get Gina's side as well, you know, and like,
and especially in that particular show, she ended up doing really well on and being seen as professional. And I thought, more power to you.
Exactly.
But one power I'm not giving to is Ryan. Janet's ex at the party. But one thing that I really liked this episode is we got to see a funnier side of Lydia making fun of that. What did you think of that, Maddie?
Lydia in my books is never going to be okay. I mean, she's whatever. Fucking Lydia. I mean, you know, like, you make fun of people, but she does that all the time. Like, she's a conniving, snarky person.
Yeah, but she kind of, a lot of times she tries to be funny, and I don't think she actually is funny, and I actually agree with you, Dan. I thought that she actually was, because she was, like, kind of baiting him to talk about it, and he was, like, thinking, oh, yeah, I'm telling this funny story. Meanwhile, everyone's, like,
cringing at home.
Yeah, are you serious? That's disgusting and gross.
He's talking about how much Viagra he takes to have sex, so that's why it's gross.
That doesn't happen on Below Deck, does it? No.
Viagra there.
But then we saw Janet and Jackie go out for lunch to talk about the whole ordeal. Mm. I want to know what you thought of that, Hannah. When we saw them go out for lunch, you know, look at the notes Gina leaving, and they talked about Jackie and Brian about getting back together. Do you think that they will potentially get back together or not?
Do you know what? I actually kind of think they're a cute couple. Yeah. I like Janet. And I just think sometimes with men like that, you kind of just need to accept them the way they are or leave them alone.
Yeah.
He's not going to change. It is what it is. If you're happy to accept it, you're happy to accept it, which, you know, all respect to you.
Do you know what that reminds me of is what you were, or brings us back to is what you were just saying. It's like people marry for different reasons. Yeah. Maybe at that point in her life, she's like, I don't want the cheating and stuff. Maybe at this point, she's like, you know what? Whatever, I'm, you know, we've got maybe 15, 20 years left together. Like, let's just maybe have some fun. Like, I'm probably never going to find somebody that I get off with as well as you.
Get off, I like that,
My mind went straight.
The Thailand masseuse might just agree with you there. She's like, I can get him on, you know, quite a, wow, yeah.
Whatever, guys. Yeah. She's probably never going to find somebody like that again. So, like, I don't know, whatever.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, like, people marry for different reasons at different times of their lives, and they're together, you know, for different reasons at different times. So maybe right now she just wants someone that she really likes, who's a great friend to her, and... You know what? Maybe he can look the other way and she can look the other way at the same time, you know?
Maybe that suits them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just want to be, you know, that friendship and, you know, camaraderie to have somebody at home to come
they have something.
Cook with and everything.
Yeah. Like you see, they have something.
Rapport.
Oh, yeah. I almost feel like with her, it's almost like a kind of mothering relationship. Mm. Like the way she went in and like protected him when Lydia was speaking to him. It was very much like almost
maternal.
A daughter. Mm. Yeah. It's a father kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Which I found interesting seeing as they've been married for 17 years.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we'll see that more. I didn't see that with her and Christopher, obviously. It was their first date. Yeah. But like maybe she is the nurturing kind. Like she never, you know,
got that
chance. So she's doing it with the guys that she's with.
Yeah. I feel like we don't see it though when she dates because I think it's like a new place for her. I think with him, maybe she reverts back to the mother role because she did have kids with him. And everything, and like she says I did his washing and his cooking and like did all of that for him, so maybe with him she just has this maternal role, but I don't with everybody else I think she's like frisky and
slang.
Like
she is slang.
One thing I want to put out to you ladies, because I think it's not that big of a deal, is having a bit of a gobby, a bit of a head job from a Thai masseuse.
It's not a head job, it's a hand job.
Hand job, sorry. Oh, was it a hand job? Oh, I thought she said
a head job. Head job would be the happy ending.
Oh, I thought happy ending was...
No!
Oh! I'm disappointed. I'm like, maybe one day I'll get a happy ending. Oh, is that what it is?
He's going online and he's getting his flights unbooked from Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't, like... cheeky, wouldn't be too happy, but I didn't think it would be something that I would walk away from, you know, in a marriage.
No, but that's
would
not
you?
What she, that's,
no, but like, I remember that the ladies were discussing it, like, Penny Fleur said she'd be out.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Jackie said she'd be out. I wouldn't be out. Would you be, I want to know if you...
Like, I wouldn't
I don't know if I would say out. I would be pissed and... Yeah. We need to go to counseling.
I agree. My thing is, like, actually, guys, my husband is currently in China. So, let's not have this discussion because before he left, I was like, I will kill you if you try that.
I literally will kill you.
But in my opinion, it's just a slippery slope, right? Like, it's kind of like, flexible and some, you know, things like, it's just... I don't know. I think you have to be careful. I think if you have a relationship that you feel that can handle that, then, like, you know, that's your own prerogative. But I personally, you know,
I wouldn't be comfortable.
Hannah, I'm looking at you. I feel like I'm on the same page. Like, what do you think? If your husband had a bit of a happy ending from a Thai masseuse, what would you think?
Look, I think it's very, very different. Like, in Angela's situation, she's been married a year and a half. I would basically club him to death in his sleep at that stage.
Yeah.
But I also kind of think it's a little bit different 15, 20 years on.
Yeah.
The spark's gone. Maybe you're not, like, you know, you're taking some Panadol to feign a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know...
I hear you. Yeah.
I think it's so different from a new marriage to, like, totally. If people, like, last 20 years together, like, all respect to you, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, me neither.
But... if they do, then, you know, I think, but as long as you communicate, like, to me, I'm like, just like, if it's like that at that stage, you go like, look, this isn't happening. Yeah. Let's like come
let's
to some arrangement
totally
or
agree.
Whatever.
I think it's all about being on the same page.
Yeah.
You know?
I also don't think you should like go to bed in a cold bed every night and be like actually frustrated for the rest of your life because
totally
you've been married
agree.
For 15
no.
years.
No, I think you have to find ways to keep the spark alive. I've been with my husband, not married, but I've been with him for 8 years.
Wow.
And like, you know, it's like you have to find ways to like make it exciting.
I think Lydia could help you with that.
Yeah.
I reckon that she was in an S&M dungeon in her 20s going like...
So I think, you know, whatever is going to do it for you, but I think it's like she said, communication, being on the same page, you know, and upfront about stuff.
Yeah, and honest.
Totally, yeah, yeah. But to change topic, because I know we're talking about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you
and me. Let's talk about... But I... love Susie's sons. When she was teaching them how to
drive,
are funnier than Susie. I think Susie's a bit boring.
Yeah,
dare I say?
Yeah.
Nice woman, but not doesn't give enough drama for a reality show.
Yeah.
What do we think of the sons driving?
Oh, I love it. Like they're just such boys, and like those are hers, you know. And that he's driving fast, so slow down. Like it's totally brought me back to when I was 16. My mom was like stepping on the fake brake, and I'm like, Mom, we're literally like 5 miles away from the next car, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she has a really good dynamic with that.
Yeah, totally.
Because you know, and then she brings up, oh, I met this guy, and they're like, oh, okay, Mom, you know? Like, they're excited for her, but they don't want to meet him because that's their mom.
I thought that was so funny because the last episode, they had been putting her on the online dating website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then once it becomes the reality of like, oh, there's like this 38-year-old man interested in your mother, they're like, no. I just think that's hilarious because she's a very, you know, fit woman and everything. I'm sure she's going to get somebody that is like a bit of a younger guy and like, you know, with it. So they're going to have to deal with that reality. Yeah. And I don't know if they're prepared for it, but they're very cute.
The reality is not going to become reality very soon because that date.
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
I know.
Yeah.
What did you think, Hannah, about the sons? Would you date one of them? Would you bang one of them or too young? Oh my God, I'd bang one of them. I thought they were funny.
The one
in
the front seat I thought was cute.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Look like he had lipstick on though or something.
Probably a little
but he might be gay. Perfect. Yeah. Give me a call, Rupert, if you're watching. Give me a bit of a call. One thing that was really sad, though, after that is I saw Madeline tear up. Maddie, was when Gina was visiting the dad in the nursing home.
Yeah,
he's got dementia.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd cope with that, Hannah?
You're very close with your dad.
I'm so close with my dad. I love that you even know that. Like, I have, like,
me
a tattoo on my back that my dad gave me, like, a song for my 18th, and we are, like, he's like my number one person in the whole wide world. So I teared up as well. I think I would cope with that so badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my father is such a strong, intelligent man. And to see him like that would kill me, but I really loved the kind of love that she had for him. And you could see it in her eyes when she was talking to him and things like that. That's like, to me, that's very cultural as well. Like, the Italians have such a family dynamic.
They do,
I live on the border of Italy, so I go to Italy, just for lunch all the time.
Whereabouts do you live in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, in the south of France.
Oh, bitch.
I know.
bitch. Yeah. Suddenly I don't like Hannah as much anymore.
Get out my studio.
Yeah, get out.
Dan, you're funny.
I agree with the Mediterranean.
I meant the relationship.
That was just so touching, and I think that's like everybody's biggest fear is to see, you know, it's like one thing if the body isn't there, but to lose the mind and to not be able to kind of know where they are or who people are. It's scary for the person that's going through it, and it's just devastating as a person watching it. So I thought that was a very sweet scene. I thought it was really cute how she was kind of showing him everything.
Yeah.
I could so relate to that as like, you know, I lost all of my grandparents, so like I can relate in that sense to like being like, oh, I'm doing this, you know, and trying to get them excited about.
Yeah. And I also liked the fact that, you know, it got really deep and very meaningful, and then all of a sudden Jean is like, this is Anita, your first wife. And I totally brought it back to reality.
Like, I can't remember this at all. He's like, who's that woman? Your first wife? Your mother? First.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Remember when you had me? I just was okay.
I loved when they like shot her with her interview and she's like, yeah, we kind of have some similarities. We comb our hair.
Totally.
One of the saddest things though, which I kind of connected with, is because I haven't dealt with dementia in my family, but I know a lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
And when Gina said, we're all waiting for the day that he'll forget us.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm like, can we just move back on to Gina watching Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah.
Right? This is getting too deep for me.
Can we not get the stylist back in and she'd be like picking out like free dresses again and stuff?
Well, speaking of stylists, that all orange outfit, like, this girl is a Skittle. She was just dressed head to toe in orange. Loved it. She walks into the nursing home of all places in these like 10-inch stiletto heels, like prancing around. Like,
but
you know what? I loved it.
She pulls it off, and there was an interview look with Petit Fleur. And I said to you, I looked over and I was like,
I
was like, there's an interview look, which is the floating heads, for those who don't know.
And oriental, the oriental looking,
And she had the orange lipstick and then orange, and I was
girl, that is Gina's territory.
She looked like a Oompa Loompa, like orange. Yeah, it was just, and the hair, I mean, to me, Gina, it's her look, you know, guys? Like, we've seen it since day one. That's her way. I think she's going to dress like that until the day she dies, and I think she's dressed like it her whole life.
Yeah,
great. Own
OTT.
It. Petit Fleur is just like putting on these costumes all the time.
You
and like
pull that off, honey.
Yeah. It's just
you're
like
just
too fake. Much.
That's an act. I'm thankful we really didn't see any of Petit Fleur. Like, she never really had a lot of dialogue.
Which was good.
I think the difference between Gina is that's Gina being authentically herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Petit Fleur feels the pressure of being a housewife. So she's trying to be a real housewife in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I think when Gina gets up, it's what she wants to wear.
Yeah.
When Petit Fleur gets up, or her stylist is there, how can I look like a real housewife of Melbourne? It's an insecurity.
Exactly.
And she's stumbling over and falling on her face because it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I also like the fact that it's Real Housewives and half of them don't have
husbands.
Husbands.
You guys, that's on every single franchise of the show. Like, and the hilarious thing to me is a lot of them enter married. And then, like, by season 2, 3, they're all divorced.
They're all divorced.
Like, all of them.
The real divorced wives of Melbourne.
Yeah.
No, just these people get on these shows, and it's, like, rips apart their marriages. Like,
well, because you need to, like, honestly, if you do something like this, you need to be so grounded, so aware, so self-aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Like, even for myself, it's been, like, such a crazy ride. Just with Twitter and Instagram and all these things. And I said to my family, I'm like, if I ever turn into one of those assholes that are like all about whatever, you like come backhand me across the face and let me know, hey, I'm not having that, you know? You need to be so self-aware doing this. And I think people do it and they get wrapped up in it and then they forget about their husbands and their
they forget
children
about their morals
and everything, who
and
they
being
are
a human
and their
being.
Values and stuff. And you have to like be so aware to like latch onto that and keep it.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
And you're under a magnifying glass. So if your husband's doing anything suspect, the camera's captured.
Don't get caught.
No, yeah. As we've seen, you know, in Jersey and all the different ones. Yeah, New York.
All of them.
Not just cheating if he's with the finances, like, you know, Teresa, you end up in jail. Yeah.
So it's tough, I think.
So if you're ever going to become a housewife, listen up,
word
ladies.
To the wise.
Don't be, get that magnifying glass out of it.
Totally. Well, and one thing that Chessie, I think her name is, Francesca, good old little, you know, Chica's girl. She might become a real housewife because she's dropping out of uni, apparently.
Oh, that's what she wants to do. Which, you know, I think her mom and dad both, well, Chica admits to not going to uni, and that's probably her biggest regret, she said. But yeah,
uni is college for the Americans out there that don't know what uni is, short for university.
University.
Australians call it uni.
Yes. I think it's very admirable of them to be putting her through, you know, even though they didn't, and they still created the successful business. And Chica notices that, yeah, we didn't go, and she sees that we're so successful, but she needs to. But Chessie is spoiled AF and just wants to get her way, and she's going to. Like, it's so stupid. Like, girl, if you have all this time and you're bored from class, then go to the gym.
Her parents are giving her opportunities that they weren't able to have, would be my guess of it. That they've made this success for themselves and that they wish they had been able to go to college, but they weren't able to.
Right.
So they had to choose, you know, work your ass off and, you know, and make something of yourself. They're trying to give her this opportunity, and because she's just had life too easy for her to say, I'm not 100%, 110%. Happy with things. Girl, get ready for the real world.
Yeah,
exactly. Because it's about to smack you across the face.
Yeah. Like, there is no aspect of real life once you, like, leave your, you know, blissful little childhood dream that is, oh, I'm 110% happy with everything in my life right now. Like,
and you know what? Like, the one thing I really pulled out of that is, like, this is, I think, what happens. This is the chain. Is that people who didn't go to college, like, I dropped out of school really young, and I didn't do anything, and I've made, like, a life for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But because I had parents that didn't really have, like, so many opportunities to give me that.
Right.
I did it myself. I worked my ass off. And then what happens with people like her is her parents didn't go to college. So they worked their asses off to get to where they are.
Exactly.
And then their parents give them the opportunity, and they sit there and they go, I don't need to go to college. You didn't go to college. And you go, yeah, but you've been brought up. I don't think Chica's brought her up as a spoilt brat, but she's been brought up privileged.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're brought up privileged, you don't have that flame and desire inside you to succeed without an education.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Totally. Oh,
you know
that.
Yes. That's an open moment. Aha moment. Get the tweet out. Oh my God. Yeah. I love that.
Totally. And you know, the other thing.
Like that.
Yeah.
I really do. You are spot on. And I think additionally, if I were the parent, I would say, great. If you want to drop out because you have something that you're doing instead.
Yeah.
What is it? You know, do you want to start your own business? Is that what you're doing right now? Like, are you wanting to be a housewife? Then get yourself on the show. Like, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd be like, you're not dropping out until you have some other, you know, career.
Like, even Gigi, you know, from Real Housewives of
Beverly
Hills. Yeah.
She dropped out because she had Armani and Karl Lagerfeld and everyone knocking on her door. I'm like, bitch, you drop out.
Yeah,
you can do what you want.
You're
good at it. Respect.
Yolanda said to all of the kids, that's right, you don't have to go to college, but once you start making six figures, then you can leave.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's why people go to college at the end of the day, is to try and make a life for themselves and earn six figures. So if you're earning six figures and you haven't got a degree,
I'm not making
leave.
Six figures. Yeah. I went to college.
Can we call someone? I want six figures.
Totally. But then moving on to the double dates with Marcello.
OMG.
And I just,
I like him. I think he's hot. Do you know what the funny is?
He's so hot, but such a dud.
But that's someone, as he would say, that is, he's a fuck, well, he calls them fuck girls. He's a fuck boy. No? Like, he's not going to get anything serious with him.
No.
He's so hot going. He's
but
hot.
Why do we need to always get serious with every boy we see? Can't we just, like, play with them a little bit and put them back on the shelf?
That's boring Susie coming out, like, oh, I need to settle down. Like, no, girl, you're in your prime. You look hot. Like, have sex with this guy.
And you know what? Yeah. The one thing that I really saw. Back to sex.
Is
it funny that I'm like here and really talking about
sex? That's Australian. Australian's always about sex.
I'm sorry.
Tana,
No, the one thing that I really noticed on that double date is I completely understand where she's coming from with how uncomfortable she was, but also living so much in Italy and France for the past 6 years, I kind of understood a little bit of his side, because it's also, you have to understand, it's a language barrier as well.
Yeah. He did.
They can't explain things like how I could explain it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right.
So for him, he's trying to say, like, okay, there's girls that you meet and that you just bang.
Yeah.
And then there's girls that you meet that are wife potential. And he said it in the wrong way. But that's the culture over
exactly.
there. That's how they think. They're like, I've got my mama. And if I'm going to take a woman home to my mama, I'm going to, like, I'm on the road to marrying her.
Yeah.
If I'm going to bang her, I'm going to bang her. And then I'm going to be done.
Mama's not going to see you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, mama don't even know about you then. You know, so it's such a cultural difference as well. So I did kind of feel a tiny bit sorry for him. Just when she, like, left and she didn't even, like,
hug him. She totally did not acknowledge him. She was like, okay, we're going.
Yeah, I think, I don't think he was too broken up about it. I think
he was
there,
like,
for the free meal and the free trip that Bravo probably paid for him to go to Melbourne to be on this date and do a storyline. I don't know. This is just my guess of how it went down. I think that probably, you know, he had no interest in her other than that one night at the wedding, getting a bang in, as she's saying. And, like,
do you think they did at the wedding?
I think Susie's, like, way too uptight to do, like, a one-night stand thing, to be honest. She's one of those, like, wines, iron mirror. Like, she has standards, and I don't think she would, like, go and bang a cute Italian on the first night, you know?
Yeah.
See, I think she would, but I think she's trying to pretend. Yeah. I think she's trying to act like, because she's just on a show and her kids are watching. I think she's banged in, but then she tries to retract.
Yeah.
Because no one knows that. She's, you know,
I think that's why she responded so uptight at the end, because she's like, oh my gosh, my kids are watching this. The last thing I want them thinking is that I'm just,
mama's
like,
having sex.
Yeah, like,
hey,
you know,
boys putting it out.
Mothers can't have sex. Lord forbid.
No, but if mama's having sex with that, I approve. Right. Yes. He's hot. I think he's so hot.
He's so hot.
Go back to the room. He's so hot.
He was really hot.
Like, that is, like, you can't get hotter, much hotter than that.
Oh, you can get way hotter than that.
Him eating, you guys.
Well,
he needs to come to Italy with me.
No, I will,
Did you guys see him eating the,
and
like, spilling
the
food all
stuck
over
in
him?
Beard. Yeah, again, probably
he did. He looked like
thing.
He hadn't eaten a meal in, like, 10 years. And, like, this was, like, he was just trying to.
Although I loved how him and Christopher bonded. They were like, oh, you girls are leaving? Okay, see ya. And then they just continued their conversation. You know, they were like, the girls were an afterthought to them once they kind of checked out with the ear tug and all that
stuff. But that to me is like, okay, I'm sorry, but, like, I know it sounds bad, but I'm like, I'd prefer to be on a date with, like, Marcello than the other one.
Yeah.
Even though his outfit was fly.
His outfit was so
his
fly.
Hair was
not fly at all.
And the baby formula.
Did you guys
like
that suit? I did not like that suit.
You know what? It's like, it's almost
the
effort.
Is that like Aussie kind of thing?
It's the effort that he puts
the effort.
In.
Right. Okay.
Like, if you have, like, a young chunky spunk, then he's not going to, like.
Young chunky spunk?
Yeah. I'm going to write that young chunky spunk. Yeah.
He's going to, in that suit. Honey, he would look fly.
He'd look really good.
Yeah.
But
on that body?
No. It looked like Tony Soprano or something to me.
I know, right?
Yeah, I just
I wanted him to.
Tony Soprano with flow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that hair
and
bracelets
on.
No. Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm sure we'll all be on the same page as well with is good old Miles' party and Lydia confronting our favorite girl, Gina, about the whole Celebrity Apprentice thing. Because I know that we all think
can't shake it.
That was just blown out of proportion, and I wanted to know what you all think of that.
I just think they need to drop it. Like, whatever.
I don't think
it's a big deal. Like,
who cares?
If she had missed the wedding to go to a premiere party in New York,
point,
like,
Angela.
That would be a different thing. But she was there at the wedding, but she also has her own life. I mean, I don't think that these two are sisters and, like, attached
to
the hip.
Tempest.
So,
you got Tempest there.
Where's Tempest? Like, that.
I honestly think, like, Gina literally hit the nail on the head when she was like, you know what? If you fucking bitch.
Yeah, no, you can swear on this after show. It's after,
I'm allowed to swear,
I
guess, yeah.
It's like, if you fucking bitches had your premiere of Celebrity Apprentice, you'd be in your room watching
the
show
thing.
As well.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, honestly, it's a little bit of jealousy on the girl's side as well.
A little bit? A lot.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because none of them have booked
I reckon if Gamble had her premiere,
She would dish her own wedding.
She would dish her own wedding. She'd be like, all right, thank you. I love you.
I'll be right back in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
When it's a wedding, I think the only thing is what you had said too, is just be upfront about it. Yeah. Like, she should have just like said, like, yes, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I think when it's a wedding, there were probably at least like, what, 75 people there or something. Like,
Gamble didn't notice.
It's not, well, she did, but like, I don't think it's like
because there was cameras there.
Yeah, exactly.
She has to notice.
When you're at a wedding, you know. You probably saw a million people, but you only remember
for
you
5 seconds.
And she probably didn't remember Gina left after seeing her really quick, you know?
Yeah.
No, but it wasn't even the wedding.
Yeah.
It was the rehearsal drinks. Exactly. It wasn't the rehearsal dinner.
Exactly. If it had been the wedding, that's like such a different story.
And but like, they didn't have a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
So it's like, if she left like after the entree.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Get after it.
Hashtag below deck med joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If she, and I'm still going to use it.
Yeah.
If she left after the entree, then I go like, okay, that's not nice. If you RSVP and they've ordered a main and stuff, that's not cool. It was drinks at the Byron Bay pub. Come on. Byron Bay's a like small hippie town. Like,
It's like going to Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's like smaller and more hippie than Santa Barbara. Yeah. Like,
totally.
You can buy weed over the counter.
Totally. Yeah.
I've heard.
I've heard.
It's so chilled. Like, it's not a formal situation, you know?
One thing I actually noticed, because, you know, we often talk about how we don't like Lydia and how she treats other people and those beneath her in social class, but I actually picked up on a social cue from Lydia, which made me like her more. When Gina's assistant was handing out napkins to everybody at the table, she said, oh, thank you, sweetheart, and gave him a tap on the back.
Yeah.
And we often say that she's rude to, like, you know, wait for people beneath her, but I was like, do you know what? She's actually maybe just putting on a bit of a character.
I think so. But the one thing I really picked up on that, and I'm like, honey, you're wearing Louboutins. We can't have cloth napkins. It's your son's birthday. I'm like,
she was also folding chairs. Did you see that?
Yeah, the folding chairs too. They didn't even have slip covers or like chair covers.
They could have done it like a bit more, refined.
I was like, I live out of suitcase, so that's why I don't have cloth napkins and napkin rings and stuff. But even if I had like a little apartment, for a nice dinner for someone's birthday, we can't use cloth napkins.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think because I'm on a super yacht. It just bugged me.
Exactly. Totally. But one thing, talking about your yacht, I want to get into that because I know you've got lots to discuss. So I want to know about shooting.
News.
And I want to know about the breaking news. But let's move straight into the breaking news and then you can tell us what to expect.
AfterBuzz has the exclusive.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We can get some music for breaking news. Breaking news.
Flashing lights.
We've got some breaking news.
Give us something.
Something. Okay, I'm going to do a jump.
We're not getting it, so we'll just do that.
Here we go.
Okay, so I'm so, so happy to confirm Below Deck Med is coming back for season 2.
Woo! Yay!
We had, like, the most amazing response from season 1, like, far, far better than we ever expected.
Yeah.
So thank you to all the viewers and everyone who tuned in. Like, I've had a great time doing it and communicating with you guys on Twitter and Instagram and everything. And
are you allowed to tell us who will be coming or no? I can't remember if you said that or not.
I don't think they could really replace the Chief Stew, could
they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we got Hannah back. Yay.
So have you started filming season 2 yet?
No.
Ooh.
Not yet.
Soon. We're going to start. We're going to air. It'll be good.
I hope that Ben is back, so maybe we see something between you two. But I don't know if he's coming back or not.
I need fresh meat.
There you go.
I think we need some new people in there to spice it up.
Honestly, they're really good because I can't know who's coming back and who's not and everything like that. But like to me, I'm like
you're gonna find.
I need fresh meat.
Yeah.
I've done my entree.
I need a fresh veg.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. So do you still talk to all of the, you know, the crew and the cast members?
So Julia and me are still super close.
Yeah.
Me and Tiffany are really close. She came up. She took a train for 7 hours to come have a weekend with me the other day, which was so sweet.
Aww.
Obviously, I left her at a nightclub at 4 a.m.
Yes.
In true Hannah fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We had the nicest weekend together.
Yeah.
I don't really speak. I don't speak at all to Danny, except via Twitter when he wants to bag me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Jen, I speak to a little bit, and then the rest I speak to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting. There we go. I'm so excited. I'm going to start watching because I haven't really seen a lot of the show.
You have to watch it,
Jen. So I'm going
to
start now. So next time you come back in, I'll be like, right, I'm going to have a list of questions for you.
Exactly. No, it's, you know what? It's so much fun, and I love it. Like, I love the Housewives. They're like my hangover cure every time.
Yeah.
But this Below Deck's like, it's so cool because we're really working and we're doing our jobs. Like, I've done this for 6 years, so it's a very different spin on it, but it still obviously has so much drama and so much, like, hookups.
Spiciness.
And screaming.
Yeah, it's great.
We were saying, I'm not sure if we said it on air or off air, but we're saying before that you don't really have to make drama on your show because it just happens because you guys live together and work together. Yeah.
Like, honestly, so this, like, little room we're in right now, there'd be, like, probably 8 or 9, all of the crew would fit in here without bunk beds and stuff.
Because you guys are so on top of each other.
Yeah, and we film like 20 hours a day. And then we have and that's just live filming. Then we have stationary cameras 24 hours a day. So, and that's for like, it's 6-7 weeks straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
you can't play a character like Pettifloor. You can't come and have 2 days, 3 days off, work out your outfit, come and you know how you're going to act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your makeup day.
Pettifloor would not survive Below Deck.
No. I honestly don't even know if any of the Housewives ever would.
I don't think
Pettifloor would be flying over deck.
Hannah, what would you do if Pettifloor was a guest on the boat? Like, one of the charter guests.
Oh, you know what? No, honestly, I put up with so... Like, she is, like, I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
But she's not that bad. You dealt with worse.
You can
just crush up some Valium, put it in a cocktail.
She's done. Boom.
The cure
all. Awesome. Well, just before we before we finish and all of that, I want to do a quick prediction for what we can expect in the next episode of Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, we got some prediction music! Buzz TV predictions!
I always think of Halloween when this comes up.
I know, right? Me too. Yeah.
So, Hannah, after seeing today's episode, what are you predicting for the future?
I think there's probably going to be a little bit more drama between Gina and Gamble in terms of the viewing party or what have you. I really think they just need to put it to bed.
To be honest, I don't think Gamble's got too many friends, to be honest, if she's just keep on going about Gina. They've only just really met each other not too long ago.
Yeah. But I think it would kind of be hard, like, being on the other side, I guess. It'd be hard coming into a kind of already established program, like the Real Housewives of Melbourne, and being the new person. And you know what? She's doing a lot better than Pettifloor, so...
Yeah, totally. More power
I don't know
to
how
her,
you do worse, but...
Yeah.
And I think that... Chica? I just love her.
I do too.
I just
adore her.
I want Chica to be my friend and throw me fabulous parties.
Yeah.
And I think it was a really, like, episode of just, like, a few of the cast members. I adore Jackie. I'm, like, I'm really wanting her to do a reading for me. I have like a reading by my psychic wherever I am in the world, like once every 2 months.
Ooh.
And I'm like, when I saw Jackie's, I was like, okay. So Jackie, if you're watching,
shine, shine, shine.
Needs to do a reading for me.
Yeah, I'd like more Jackie.
I think Susie, honestly, I'm not sure how long she'll last. Mm. She's such a beautiful, classy woman, but I don't think
she's not dirty enough.
Yeah, she doesn't bring enough drama to the show, so I'm not sure how long she'll last. Lydia, I just go like...
Lydiette.
Is it just me or is that...
I think it's ugly. Figaro is so disgusting.
The dog is ugly.
Figaro.
Really?
Are you kidding me? That's the one redeeming thing about Lydia. I love that dog.
I just find it so ugly.
I love every dog.
So skinny and like, it looks like it's, you know, it just comes straight out of Auschwitz. Yeah. I just, oh my God,
you guys are so funny.
Yeah. All right, Angela, your prediction.
Well, I love every dog. So I'm obsessed
and every
with
bitch.
Yeah. Like Lisa Vanderpump says, I love dogs, but I'm just not that into bitches.
Yes, I love that line. Yes, totally agree with that. But I hope we see Brian and Janet together. I think that, you know what, they make each other happy and everybody else should just get effed and leave it alone.
Fuck off, as Janet would say. Fuck off.
Get fucked. get fucked. So I hope that for them. And then I want to see more Jackie. Like, I feel like I haven't gotten my dose of my shine, shine, shine this season. Mm-hmm. Like, in the La Mascara and everything else. Like, I love her and her fabulous over-the-topness. And I feel like she's been a bit muted, and I'm not exactly sure why. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping she starts to spark it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Agree about Susie being a bit of a, you know.
And we are.
Okay. We're almost being sent off, but quickly, well, anyways, yeah.
Quickly. I think, Gina is kind of, I feel like it's going to be Gina against all of them because they keep teaming up on her.
Yeah.
But Gina's going to stand her ground because Gina's Gina. Because
she's Gina.
She's Gina. And she's going to be like, you guys are stupid. Why are you making this? And then they're all going to be like, you're right, Gina. And then, you know, Gamble's on her honeymoon. She's going to come back and forget everything. And, you
we
know.
We got to go, guys.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. I just think, to be honest, I think that she's going to be all sexed up, you know, on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Good old.
She'll forget it.
Yeah, she'll forget everything and it will be great. But it's been a fantastic show. I've loved having Hannah in studio. Yes. Come back anytime. One last time. Tell our audience where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Hannah Ferrier _ or Instagram at Hannah Ferrier 234.
And I'm Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at The Angela Struck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
You guys can find me. I'm Madison Conklin on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This, 2 D's and an IE.
There we go. And I'm Dan Babic, and you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic, bitches. And on Twitter at Dan Babic with an _. It's been great. And until next time, we're going to buzz you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.